We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you're just tuning in for the first time in the second hour, you missed a great first hour, we invite you to go back and circle back around. If you're here on YouTube, we invite you to hit that subscribe button so you can always remember that we are here and you'll get that notification. And of course, we invite you to chit chat in on the chat line. We're excited to hear from you and all of our callers. Tonight, we will take calls. 646-558-8657 is the phone number. It's on our YouTube screen, all of our channel information on our website. It's also in our emails. And then you've got that call-in code 883-695-3587. If you want to come in through Skype, Zoom, you can do that too. We've got some Zoom participants with us tonight. And of course, if you're here on the phone and you want to talk to Dr. Dean, we just ask you to hit star nine on the phone, and that'll raise your hand and we'll put you on as soon as we get Carolyn's opening comments in this first hour, Carolyn, about radiation. Scott said also that Dr. Andrew Saul talks a lot about high-dose vitamin C for radiation. So what do you think about that? And what are your comments on radiation in general?
Right. All the antioxidants will be of some help. Iodine is important because radiation radiation causes problems with the thyroid. We've heard about taking iodine if there's a nuclear whatever bomb or drop water drop. They unload nuclear facilities of their contaminated water every once in a while. Sometimes it gets out by mistake, but what I've heard from radiation experts is that when there's a dump like there was in, is it Hope Valley up in Canada? Is that what Lorraine's talking about?
Yes, she is. Yeah.
When there's a dump like that, a lot of other nuclear facilities will also dump that the radiation will be from them will be lost in the general dumping. So it's just pretty horrific. But there's iodine that's important. So what are we doing with our Remite? We are taking the, couple hundred micrograms of iodine every day that will protect our thyroids. Radiation apparently destroys our glutathione. And what do we do with Realign is take our methionine, which is a precursor to glutathione. So every day we're building up our glutathione. And yes, if you're magnesium deficient, apparently there are mechanisms that happen that that affect the way radiation damages the messenger RNA and damages sugar glucose metabolism. I haven't found all the references, but it's like every other time we research a health condition and look at our formulas, we've got it covered. We have high dose vitamin C with our berry powder. So we're already taking care of the structure and function of the cells of the body, making them strong so that they can defeat any, either defeat the radiation or maybe for us, the radiation is actually something that is helpful. You know, we don't know, but we just stay in balance. So that's what I have to say. G, Ginny is struggling for the unmute button.
I am, because I have too many screens open. Richard is struggling. Here I am.
My fault.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I had my sound went off. I blame myself.
Richard typed in and said, I read that structured water kept people around Chernobyl from getting radiation cancer. What is structured water?
Well, structured water is probably like the D cell that I was making years ago, got the formula for it. It got turned into our I cell water, our RNA drops, and every product that we have that's a powder has RNA powder. So you are eating structured water. So there.
Yep. That's very good. Yes. The structured water is definitely something. It's water that has been restructured by the actual influence of the frequency or the vibration of the water itself. And that is the RNA drops. They operate at a very unique frequency that mm-hmm. changes its structural composition. And also, Lorraine asked me earlier this morning what the RNA drops and picosilver do for radiation in particular. Now, we know for many years we've talked about the RNA drops having an effect of radiation, but we were able to prove it through our skin, Carolyn, because so many people who use the RNA drops don't get skin burned the way they used to. The radiation from the sun is different. And as we've talked about before, our interaction with technology, all the years of taking the drops, these non-native EMFs, and also the microwave technology that comes off the cell towers and even our microwave phones that people attach to their bodies all day don't seem to have the same impact. So we don't have any clinical studies on the RNA drops, but we do have that confidence after years of using them in this charged environment that we're in.
Continuing on that theme, we certainly have had people who've had X-ray radiation for breast cancer who've used our Renew cream, which is concentrated RNA drops. They've sprayed on Remag liquid and they have not had any skin effects. They haven't had the radiation burns that most people get. And the picosilver, yes, that's going to be helpful because it stimulates the production of germ cells. Everything we do is going to do everything for you.
The other thing I was going to say about the drops is the evidence, you know, in the beginning, right back in 2013, that we collected about the drops was a keto living in Fukushima who had been taking the drops for about 2 years before Fukushima blew. And then he and his family had been protected, and he is in Fukushima, not like someplace else. And he had no adverse event, no consequence from that. And of course, now it's been several years beyond that. And you know, that's awesome. Lorraine's typing in on the chat line, said, I was able to pop in for a short time. Thank you for thinking of us. She's experimenting with using Flora Refresh on skin for the protection. She said she's doing this before and after on a daily basis. The radiation level is at 0.95. I don't know what that means. Do you, Carolyn?
Let's look it up.
Okay. Carolyn will look it up and tell me what it means.
And it's when I we heard from our customer and Lorraine up there about this. I don't know what it was. I call it a radioactive water dump. We just heard about it, but I couldn't find it online at all. .95. They say Fukushima was greater than 95%. occupational radiation exposure. No, I don't know.
Yeah, Lorraine, if you're by your Googler, you have a reference link for what 0.95 means. Let us know, just so we can know. Alan is typing in, I hate to be a pest, but when is the D3K2 back in stock? And I have to say it is back in stock right now, although it might have sold out again, but but it was up there earlier today, Alan. Let me check and see. I think it should still be up there. But yes, we were able to get it back in this morning. It was hilarious. They were ripping bottles out of the cartons and throwing them in boxes as quickly as they could. That was so funny. But yeah, they're back in stock, Alan. So you should be good to go with that.
Yeah, they've got so many different ways of measuring radiation, Seibert's and GY, and I really haven't kept up on it over the years, except to know that they would dump when somebody's nuclear facility has an accident, everybody dumps, show it, and makes it that much. But still, I mean, we're living in Maui. Supposedly, you know, the radiation came over us faster than other places, but comes over the whole world. I mean, I don't pay any attention to any of these things because I know my body's protected. And, you know, I feel fine. And it's the worry and stress of feeling that you're not fine, or you start to, you know, get, you know, bound up in the news and take that on, that your body will then decompensate. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Yes. So yeah. I mean, we've been living in the worst environmental poop show of any civilization for millennia, and we're all doing just great. So it's great. And Lorraine said she'd send the radiation chart over to me.
Yeah, they're talking about 0.22 microsieverts of radiation. So if it's 0.9 microsieverts, and I don't know what any of that means, you'd have to, for me, compare it to, say, a chest x-ray, or, you know, being in the cockpit of a plane, because I know pilots are exposed to a lot of radiation up in the upper atmosphere. So anyway, where do we go to now?
Okay, Patrick's freaking out because he placed an order earlier today, but the D3K2 wasn't in there. So I'm just telling him, yes, email chat up customer service and let them know, and they'll figure it out for you, sweetheart. No panicking allowed. We will get it all done. Yep, we will get it handled. Okay, now let's see. What we want to do is talk to people on the telephono, I think. So we have people with raised hands and they dropped off. So come back, people with raised hands. *9 on the phone is what you've got to do to talk to Dr. Dean tonight. Again, 646-558-8657. And then the ID 8836953587. We'll bring you back to the phone and we'll put you on with Dr. Dean. And then hit that *9.
So let's just summarize then.
Yes.
For radiation.
Okay.
We're saying the iodine and remite is protecting you.
Yep.
The methionine in realine is protecting you by making glutathione.
Yep.
The either picosilver directly or FluoroRefresh has picosilver, picozinc and remag in it, and you can spray your body with that. I would take picosilver as well. And the RNA reset drops for the, you know, as one of our people said, for structured water. And the way that RNA reset drops are made generationally, and they're sweeping around in a huge tank that creates a frequency. So there's a generational kind of homeopathic frequency and a vibrational frequency from the motion that really sets it apart. So take your RNA reset drops, and also all our powdered products have RNA powder. It may be called barley powder on the label. So you're covered. You're covered.
Brenda is on the chat line saying, I'm so grateful you're having this conversation with all of us. To Lorraine, are you open for business right now? My family lives only 30 minutes from Kelowna. So we'll see what Lorraine has to say. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, I was at Three Mile Island. Remember the first nuclear disaster?
Mm-hmm.
That was probably, you know, equally terrifying because nobody knew what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, was the world just going to go away immediately type of a thing. So you just have to kind of sit back and reflect and say, okay, you know, we've gone through this before. We're going to continue to go through it. We do have faulty equipment, but we have an extraordinary environment that we can also retaliate or react to when we do have those foundational building blocks. We'll also wait for Lorraine to answer. See what she has to say. Okay, let's see how we're doing with our phone calls. Here we go. You ready to take a call, Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to area code 562. Hit star 6 on your phone, area code 562. There you are. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, it's Nancy.
Hey, hi, Nancy.
Hi. I wanted to know, okay, I had been taking some extra iodine a little bit, but I have stopped. But my husband was taking more. So I was wondering, do I need to do the blood test or a urine test for iodine to see where I am? And what would I do about it anyway? And which one's better, blood or urine?
No, I wouldn't bother because, you know, your body's just going to eliminate it gradually and naturally. But I guess it's how are you feeling?
Well...
that's a loaded question. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, you know, I was reducing my thyroid medication, and
yes.
Then it started plateauing, and then I went on a trip to California for 2 months for my son's wedding and whatever else, and was mm-hmm. back there with my health insurance, and so my TSH was checked like every 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept it steady the whole time, and it kept going up until it got to 11 point something,
mm-hmm.
and then it dropped to 7 point something for no good reason that I could figure out.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Now, well, one thing that I did, and I had talked with you about it before, was that the one thing that I had not been doing with the trip and everything was I had gotten real not doing my drops. Well, I've started doing the drops again, and I'm going to do my TSH test again Wednesday. So I'll let you know later, but I'm pretty sure it's already impacting my thyroid because I'm hot flashing and stuff, and I'm still on the same dosage.
Yeah, right. Wow.
So I think the drops are making the biggest difference.
Uh-huh, right.
But I'll let you know.
I know it's quite the experiment that you've put yourself under. I just wonder if the extra iodine had been, you know, doing something to the thyroid, you cut back on the iodine and then it's just taken a while for the thyroid to balance itself
right out.
Yeah, because 11,
right.
11 dropping to 7, that doesn't sound correct, except the fact that you've stopped the iodine.
Right, I stopped the iodine, but I had started putting the drops back in
those last 2 weeks.
So I think the drops are making a difference too, but I know that I'm pretty sure the iodine dropping that off is helping too.
Yeah, very interesting.
Now what I want to know is, all right, on the Remite, you know, nobody else is supposed to listen, but I'm taking 4 teaspoons of Remite. Do mm-hmm. I need to be taking that much?
I don't think so, but I would wait and see what the TSH is and see if things are flattened out before you shift before you reduce your remite. That's just common sense.
Leave that steady.
Correct.
Right. Okay. I'll leave that steady.
Yeah.
Dude, I had another question in there and I've lost it. I'm doing the drops.
About your husband?
Well, he quit taking the iodine too, so we'll see what happens with him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to get him checked too.
Right.
Oh, I know what it was. The doctor, when he was doing on most of the TSHs that he did while I was gone, he was also doing free T4 and T3. Now, while the TSH was going up wrong way, the free T4 and the T3 were both increasing gradually. Isn't that healthier for them to increase?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I would think that your thyroid producing its own hormones nicely.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought.
Right.
And when it dropped from 11 to 7, the free T4 and the T3 both just stayed the same at 11 and 7.
Nice. Yeah, because the TSH, go ahead.
I went to an endocrinologist where I was back there, and I don't particularly like dealing with her, but I decided to make a pass by her and see what would happen. And she was saying to me that the TSH is a much more precise test than the T3 or the free T4.
Well, they're different tests, you know. They're completely different, you know. The T3, T4 hormone levels, and the TSH is the pituitary pushing the thyroid. So the pituitary pushed the thyroid at 11 to make the T4 and T3 come up, and then they came up, and then the TSH went down to 7. It's a perfect situation.
Well, what I was thinking is at least with your T4 and T3, unless they're just crummy tests, you're at least directly testing your thyroid.
Correct.
And the TSH, you're testing your pituitary, and you can have things like a virus or whatever that to interrupt that communication.
Mm.
So your TSH is not always totally accurate, is what I think I know.
True.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, doctors should not make, generalized statements like that, because everybody's different. You know, the only generalized statement you can make is that everybody needs lots of Remag. That's the only one.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm going to see what I'm staying on the 75. And then if this time around, if it drops even, the TSH drops even more and gets on down into the normal range, then maybe later, with me staying on the drops and stuff, maybe eventually I can start reducing my levothyroxine again.
Well, I would cut back on the remite. That's the first thing to work on. Leave your levothyroxine and get the remite, because you were pushing the remite to have a certain, outcome. But let's get rid of too much of that first.
What do I want to aim for?
I'd say 2 teaspoons.
Okay. All right. And reduce it like I increased it, like by a quarter teaspoon every few days or something?
Correct.
Okay. Do it gradually.
Or even more gradual,
Okay.
Yeah. Because then you'll observe what happens and, maybe get your testing in there every month or two. I know it's different than California. Yeah.
Well, back there, they paid for it. So it was really great that the doctor would let me do it frequently along in there. But I don't need to do it that frequently now.
No. Okay.
You have to pay for it, for one thing.
I know. Okay, you're good for now, Nancy?
I think so. Okay, when you say reduce the remite even slower than a quarter teaspoon every few days, how do you reduce it slower than that?
Right. By a quarter teaspoon per week.
Per week. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good now.
Of course you are. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Yeah. Bye, bye, Nancy.
Bye.
All righty. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Very good. Coming back to the chat line, Carolyn, I just wanted to respond to Belinda and let her know that Lorraine is open up in Kelowna. And so she's up there. So she's doing well. And also Belinda will be able to tell her friends up there how to get a hold of Lorraine and get the products that she needs, which is mm-hmm. very important as well. Get that mm-hmm. additional protection.
All right.
Okay. If you've got, we don't have any callers right now, Carolyn, unless you're on the line and you haven't hit *5 to raise your hand and you want to talk to Dr. Dean, in which case you've got to hit your *9, excuse me, to raise your hand and we'll put you on the line with Dr. Dean. What else shall we do, Carolyn?
Well, Jennifer sent me a whole truckload of testimonials so I can keep going on these wonderful, wonderful testimonies from people.
Yes, I think that's important because it does build the faith and keep people inspired. And I remember in the beginning when we first started sharing testimonials, people would write in and say, well, I didn't have that. That didn't happen for me. But the whole point is, you know, it's kind of like Jim Fix and the 4-minute mile. The minute one, the mind mm-hmm. knows that it can be done, the mind will attempt to duplicate it.
Yeah.
And so we really want to let the mind know, that mind that might be a little shut down or resistant or maybe uncertain or unworthy or unclear. Hey, look, this can happen. And then it can happen.
If it happens to one human, it can happen to us all.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. This is a longish one. Grace says, I made an interesting discovery. Without understanding why, my blood sugar shot up this winter and I gained 10 pounds, even while eating strict keto with intermittent and occasional extended fasting. I've been eating keto to manage diabetes successfully without meds for over 4 years. I know that not being able to get out and walk regularly because of snow and ice and some stressful family issues both played a part in my weight gain, but my high and relatively sudden blood sugar elevation was the most puzzling. A1C jumped from 5.8 to 7.2 in a few months. Now, hemoglobin A1C is the measure of how your blood sugar has, the level of your blood sugar over a 3-month period. So it went from 5.8 to 7.2. Continuing, I had my fasting insulin checked and it's normal, which means my pancreas is making insulin and I'm not a type 1 diabetic. I also had my magnesium RBC checked and it is low, capitals L-O-W. Now things are beginning to make sense. I read in Dr. Dean's Magnesium Miracle that prolonged stress burns magnesium quickly, and my life has been quite stressful since January. From the book, I also learned that low magnesium causes elevated blood sugar and insulin resistance, along with a host of other symptoms that I recently had been experiencing, like restless legs, kidney stones, insomnia, racing heart, muscle weakness, depression, headaches, and neck and low back pain. As suggested in the book, I've upped my magnesium intake to therapeutic doses by taking REMAG, and I'm already getting better. My restless legs and headaches are gone, and I'm sleeping better. I continue eating low-carb, high-fat, keto with intermittent fasting and work extra hard to lose the weight. But it's a blessing to know about the low magnesium because it helps explain what's going on so I can be patient as my body rebalances itself. So that's exactly what we've been talking about today, is the stress will lower your magnesium and mean you require more. And I mean, look at this person. I guess she's really focused on her blood sugar And then all these other things crept in: restless legs, kidney stones, insomnia, racing heart, muscle weakness, depression, headaches, neck and low back pain, all magnesium deficiency symptoms. And Ginny, are you ready to for a phone call, or will I continue?
Right now, we don't have any callers, so go ahead, Carolyn. Keep going.
Very good. Lisa says, I struggle with leg edema / swelling for nearly 2 years. I'm a thin 47-year-old female, exercise regularly, eaten organic for 15 years, diagnosed with adrenal fatigue over a year ago. So let's just stop there and say, here she is doing all the great lifestyle things, eating organic, and I don't know, maybe she had massive stress to cause the adrenal fatigue, but you really need more than organic and exercise to keep yourself healthy at the adrenal level. And she says, I've had a lot of emotional stress in the last 3 years. I'm finally putting the pieces of the puzzle together. The leg edema is caused from the adrenal fatigue. When I experience any emotion, good or bad, the leg swelling appears. This happens daily. No functional naturopathic or Western doctor has been able to explain the leg swelling. I've been taking REMAG for 2 years and REMITE for 4 months and have seen positive results. I don't have leg cramps or heart palpitations anymore. And the hot flashes that began when the emotional stress started have now ended thanks to the REMITE. I also have regular monthly periods now, thanks to REMITE. For 2.5 years, they've been irregular and basically non-existent. And then I started taking Realign a month ago, and the leg swelling has reduced 80 to 90%. 5!
Wow. Wow. Mm. Wow.
Yeah. The swelling decreased just after taking Realign for 2 days. Mm. I still have itching and burning of my legs that appear from any type of emotion, happy, sad, excitement, etc. But I know that in time with Dr. Dean's products that I will completely recover. I'm also taking the RNA drops. I'm increasing the drops weekly as recommended and can't wait to reap the benefits. I'm so grateful for Dr. Dean making these exceptional products. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So what did we learn there, Ginny? What did we learn there? That you can take your REMAG and your REMITE, but then when you start adding the rest of the program, like the Realign, that's what reduced the leg swelling. Now what's going on there? Let's define this, or deconstruct. The Realign has the 8B vitamins, methylated and food-based. And the B's do support the adrenal glands, vitamin C, sodium, and the B vitamins, and magnesium, of course. So it's perhaps the B's that really started to support the adrenals, or the methionine as a precursor to glutathione kind of detoxed and helped the leg swelling. I mean, who knows? And as she said, nobody could figure it out, but the body figured it out when it got the right building blocks. I just find that awesome. And we get those stories all the time. People do this, that, the other thing. And then, oh, when I took the potassium, that was it. And oh, when, listen to this one. Dottie is talking about Recalcia. She says, I had run out of Recalcia after almost one full year of taking 1 teaspoon a day, while battling multiple organ system failures from a decade of chronic stress, topped off by a parasitic infection. In the month I was not using the calcium, I had 4 separate migraines in 1 month. This used to be the usual for me for at least 5 years. I was in an emotional roller coaster with deep crying jags I couldn't control. I was hoping to wean off the products eventually, because I'm out of work and too sick to work and don't qualify for disability. After resuming the Recalcia, the mood, head pain, etc., went away like night and day. I can't quite blame the bad month on anything other than missing the calcium. So I guess I'll rob, cheat, or steal to stay on your protocols. Thank you so much. So hopefully we sent Dottie some Recalcia. Right, Jenny?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm sure we did. I am absolutely confident we did.
Yeah. And here's a great one from Nader. He says, the answer to optimum health is proper food and nutrition as offered by these products. These products aren't supplements. They're simply food. And this is what he experienced. And this is a young man. I consulted with him many years ago, got him on the products. And now he says, 1, I fall asleep immediately and don't wake up in the middle of the night. 2, my injuries are starting to go away. 3, I feel more alive and fully nourished. 4, my emotions are balanced, no anxiety. 5, I used to have diarrhea and would not break down food properly. Now I have proper food absorption and no diarrhea. 6, the RNA Reset customer service is phenomenal. 7, Dr. Dean and Ginny are accessible and have always answered any questions I've had. 8, I feel more hydrated as a result of drinking more water and mixing it with Himalayan salt, Remag, Remite, and Recalcia. 9, Restructure tastes amazing and helps me get my daily protein intake, especially on the days I lift weights at the gym. 10, the RNA drops and engaging with Ion, Bob, and Dr. Dean are changing my life. 11, the Remite is helping with my hypothyroidism. 12, Realign makes me feel lighter and more emotionally balanced because it is eliminating the toxins from my body and helping me absorb the RNA drops better. 13, my hair isn't falling out anymore. 14, I'm sure there is more, but I can't think of anything else at the moment.
That's awesome. That's
I know.
Awesome. Yeah.
Very sweet. He's a sweet young man. So well, now that's the stress ones. I have more testimonials, but I'll go back to you, Ginny.
Let me say a couple things, comments from the chat line. Number one is eMusic said, I found that restless, painful legs are a place where my emotions build up and get stuck because I'm having trouble moving forward. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
And also Newer Television said, coal plants exhaust or fly ash is radioactive, plus it's used in a lot of concrete processes, streets, foundations. Sadly, for years, we've been exposed to all the hidden dangers of radiation. So it is kind of true that we've been around it for a while. So I think we're going to be okay, everybody. Elma says the lotion isn't available. So that's true, Elma. The Remag lotion is not back in stock yet. It will be back in stock in December by hook or by crook. But what is back in stock is the D3K2. You guys can get that. So we're hoping the Remag lotion will be in December. I'm pretty sure we're going to have it. That'll be the Remag balm. We'll explain that all to you on the next coming up show or two. And Carolyn, I just wanted to ask something real quick about emotions. And, you know, because I know that the Realign is really good for acetaldehyde. You've talked about that beside many times. I understand about the B vitamins and stress and mental things, but you know, those two, taurine and methionine, and the way it supports the sulfation pathways are really important. Do you think that emotions generate toxins like acetaldehyde?
Probably. I do focus on the cortisol that's created. And I'm sure there's a whole lineup of chemicals that are created. Like, for example, when you have an anxiety attack, you produce a lot of adrenaline. And then the breakdown products of adrenaline can be considered toxins. So let's look up adrenaline breakdown products. And I think I've read it over the years that the emotional stress is toxic. And I think you could say it creates actual chemical toxicity. it overloads the body with the breakdown products of hormones that the liver then has to detoxify. And if the liver's prevented from breaking down other chemicals, then they build up, et cetera, et cetera. So you could make that case for toxic emotions.
Oh, cool. Mm. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. All righty. I know Lorraine also was saying, Carolyn, that she's got some new zip bang machine up there. I don't know what it is up in Canada. And she said she's testing the frequency and the resonance of the RNA reset products. And there's very high resonance with Pico Silver, Remite, RNA Drops, Whole C, Remag, Zinc, and Realign. So, I don't know if she's got them all or how many she's tested, but she said that they're very high frequency and resonance. That kind of reminds me of that Zyto machine. Mm-hmm. So I think it's always fun when you get the confirmation of that non-physical component of what's in our products. Mm-hmm. And she's definitely got it up there. Okay, let's see if we have callers on the line, and we do have two raised hands. So can we pick a couple phone calls, Carolyn?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to area code 602. Hit your *6 button, area code 602.
*6?
Did I say
*6?
Yeah, isn't *6 the one that unmutes the phone? Or they?
I don't know anymore. You've so said many *5, *9.
Star bright, star light. Are you in the star tonight? Well, there's a blue button that goes to their phone or computer screen for sure. Because I hit this blue button and then there she is, *6. Hello.
It only took me a few times to get this right.
Aww.
Okay, so my name is Debbie, and I don't really have a question for Dr. Dean. I just was calling to say thank you I for all your products, because I use most of them. And I wanted to relay a story. I spoke with you about 6 months ago. It was sometime in the spring, and I was explaining that I had this chronic, for years and years and years, eczema, psoriasis, and even though it was not like, you know, massive redness and all this, but it was always there. It was all these spots on my legs. And anyway, I was explaining that to you, and I had kind of gone the route of, you know, gut health, and I was using, I forget your probiotic, but I was using that and the Realign and all these different things. And you said to me, I wonder if you are deficient in omega-3. And so, I've always taken like a fish oil and, you know, never really got, you know, great results from it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, on your recommendation, I ordered your omega-3, and I just want to tell you, within less than 30 days, completely clear. I have been completely clear ever since. And I just wanted to say hallelujah and thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Oh, that's awesome. That's wonderful. Yep. What can I say?
I know. I know. And I just went, yeah. And so I'm so grateful for all that you do for, you know, people like me that, you know, have been to the dermatologists and whatever, you know, other doctors for other people. And, you know, they wanted to put me on a biologic and, you know, all this craziness, which I refused. And, you know, lo and behold, it is something that is, you know, as simple as that. So anyway, that's my call. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I was talking to Julie Dickey in customer service tonight, Carolyn, and she said since she started taking the omegas, her hair just shines. I mean, shines. And there's so many incredible benefits to those omegas. We really don't talk about them enough. Yeah.
Yes.
So happy for you.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, I like our omega-3 because it's an algae source. Because I don't think I was ever digesting the fats, the fish oils, and I also was concerned because fish is so contaminated now with mercury.
Yes.
And they have to process all that mercury out so they can meet the certificate of analysis. You know, you're not allowed to have mercury in products. So I think in the refining out of mercury and all that, they overprocess these fish oils, and then we just can't digest them. I was burping them all over the ship. So I don't burp the algae, so I know I'm absorbing.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Yay.
I will never stop using it.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's awesome. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Well, I've been meaning to do so, and I looked at the time and I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to do this right now before any more time goes on. So anyway, I hope you enjoy the wonderful holiday season, and just thank you. Thank you.
Same to you. Yes, Thanksgiving indeed. Bye-bye, Debbie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's so cool. I love that. Okay, very good. Let's proceed with more telephone calls. Area code 731-731, *6 to take your phone off of mute. Hello, love.
Hello, this is Priscilla.
Oh, is it now? Is it the Priscilla we know and love? Is that who it is?
Yes.
Oh, how sweet.
I've survived the oral surgery.
Ah, there you go. So what are you rinsing your mouth with? What are you rinsing your mouth with?
Oh, Redmond sea salt and biotic silver. Not biotic silver.
Pico silver. Very good.
Now, he refused to give me a bag of magnesium chloride with the anesthesia, the IV bag.
Yeah.
So my massage therapist said, she said, I'll tell you a sneaky little hint. She said, when you get up in the morning, coat your face with your Remag lotion.
Yes.
When you get down to the office, coat it again.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and when you get out of the office, have the person that picks you up at the back door coat your face again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had very, very, very little swelling.
Oh, wonderful.
The surgical site hit it, the roots went up into the sinus cavity. He had to put 3 stitches in the sinus cavity.
Oh,
so it was major. It was a major. But I had, like I say, I had very, very little swelling.
Wow. And
now the pain is like last night. That was Friday when I had this procedure. Sunday evening, the pain was getting. I haven't been taking any painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
But the pain was getting to the edge where I was just about. Told my sister, I said, this is about to drive me to distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So partway through the night, I woke up again and I was like, Lord, what can I do? And the thought came, sage, you know, like the herb sage that you put in dressing and in sausage. And,
right.
That is an analgesic. I wrapped some sage in a piece of the gauze patch that they put in, you know, for you to bite down on.
Uh-huh.
And slightly steamed it and then cooled it off where it wouldn't burn my skin. And that helped to take the pain away.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thought you'd be interested in knowing about putting that on the skin and having it absorb in through for the inflammation and swelling.
Yeah, that's wonderful, you know, because if you had taken a lot of Remag by mouth, you could have given yourself a laxative effect in the middle of it all. But putting it on thick like that's brilliant. That's wonderful. Very good.
Now, my question, I have a question. You have I mean, we've talked about the magnesium fluoride, the fluoride from the anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
What are the symptoms of magnesium fluoride? I mean, like, what would I notice, or how do I know when I've gotten rid of it?
Yeah. Well, it would be first that your magnesium seems used up, that you're a little magnesium deficient. And then if magnesium fluoride has taken hold anywhere, it's it would just be extra, you know, joint pain or tendon, you know, tightness like that.
Today I've kept up my Remag solution, my mineral solution.
Yeah.
But today it was like, I'm still taking it, but my... ridiculous, but my thumb just insisted on quivering.
Yeah. Right. So
I think that the magnesium problem. So I went and got some Remag and lotioned my hand, and the quiver went away.
Right.
Later on, it was my chin.
Uh huh. Isn't that something? Yeah. Wow. I know it got used up, and you know the stress of surgery as well. The body. The body does not like to have knives, you know, put in it.
No, and our teeth are supposed to be permanent fixtures, not twisted and turned and tugged on.
No. Well, anyway. And here it is only Monday. You sound great. You've done wonderfully. You've given us all different hints and tips, which you always do. So you are your previous wonderful self already.
I went to work today. It was like I bake, and it's before Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
I work at a bakery.
Uh-huh.
And so everybody wants baked things.
Of course.
I was like, can I go to work today? I'm not sure if I should, but I did.
Uh-huh.
I would put the next I've made a whole bunch of fried pies, like 7 or 8 dozen today.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
And I would put a fryer load in, and I would set the timer, and I would go and lay down with my heating pad.
Oh, wow.
Timer would go, and I'd go get my basket of fried pies out.
Yeah.
But
good
anyway,
for you.
I'm very tired.
Yeah, you go.
It's
rest
been a long
now.
Day.
Yeah, and thank your sister for taking care of you. Right? She's helping you out, isn't she?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Priscilla. Yeah. We're at the top of the hour. Thank you
for
finishing off the show in such a great way.
All right.
Yay.
Have a good night.
Yay.
Good night, sweetheart. Thank
good night,
you.
Priscilla. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. We'll have to write a book, The Adventures of Priscilla.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I want you to know that I just sent you a picture of all of your products, Dr. Dean, in a beautiful Christmas banner. We're going to add it to our website during the 22% off sale.
Oh.
Sheila did it for us. It's all the pictures, all the products. And
it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And that is you. Those are all your products, all your beautiful gifts to the world. And I wanted to make sure we commemorated it because that is who you are. You are a gift. You give your gifts. You bless everybody with your gifts. And you are such a wonderfully vibrant and generous woman to be making sure that the whole world has everything they need in this time of crisis. And I never want that to go unacknowledged or unappreciated by anyone who listens to this show or anyone on the face of the earth if I have anything to say to it. So thank you Carolyn for all you do. You are an extraordinary woman, and I am so happy to be your partner in crime or health.
Oh, thank you Rachel for that. Thank you Jenny, and yes, you are my co-partner in crime. I appreciate you as much as you appreciate me.
Aw. All right, everybody. That's our show. Happy Thanksgiving here in the U.S. Happy gratitude everywhere in the world. We've got your back, your forehead, everything. Tell your friends, tell your family, get some extra products. Reach out if you need help, and we'll be right back next week.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.